Dr. Amargog Ashton, let's just start with you. If we are looking at a new world order that is, as Pippa describes it, decentralized, what does that mean?
World orders are that a group of countries across the world agree to a set of rules and they agree to play by them.
What underpins a world order is always the financial system. We are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one.
Everyone's been predicting the demise of the dollar for a long time.
And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private. But what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. So I find it very difficult to talk about the world order that we're coming into, given how very tenuous and unstable the current environment is. In my lifetime, this is the second time that I have seen the superpowers actually threaten the possibility of nuclear war. We're already in World War III. We are already in conflict that extends so far beyond Ukraine, actually.
The G7 froze, for the first time in history, the assets of a central bank. It wasn't because the U.S. did it, it's because the G7 did it. And so I think it's really going to be a coalition of factors that will sort of decide whether or not one punishes.
Just one last thing, because it's so essential to this region, is the extraordinary hit to the supply chain of food. And I think we cannot leave this event without speaking about the need to prepare now to prevent a catastrophe.
And I think where we are now, and this gets to your question, Becky, of a new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
Either the jungle is back, as the historian Bob Kagan talks, and that we can go into a darker era, or we could go into an era, because of the advances of science, advances of technology, that could be one of the most prosperous, promising, progressive, enlightened, moderate, modern eras that we've ever faced.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
It also means that for the first time ever, the government will be able to track citizens' transactions in near real time. The rather confusing term being used to describe this capability, controllable anonymity.
Controllable anonymity, to my understanding, it promises a kind of horizontal anonymity. So you can think about the counterparties that are involved in transactions can't necessarily access each other's personal information, but there is no promise or no guarantee, rather, of vertical anonymity. So any kind of user information can be readily available for the government.